But we are surprised that they continue to want to invite only their friends or only those people that they deem will give them a positive report around the election, which is not what the process is about. The process is about making sure that everyone, both those who are in favor and those who are devil's advocates or whatever you think, to come and make sure that they do come up with an assessment of their own.
The Minister of Foreign Affairs cites lack of objectivity as the main reason for this decision. Do you think these countries can be objective?
What is important here is to understand that the Minister of Foreign Affairs is making an emotional decision based on the fact that the president himself declared at some point that they should keep their countries and he will keep his Zimbabwe. So this is a consistent policy of making sure that they shut them out for having imposed those targeted sanctions. But the truth of the matter is that there is no question about the objectivity, because these observers only come specifically to do observations during elections, and they rely a lot on local observers because their presence will not be established in each and every constituency and each and every polling station. Certainly, questions of objectivity do not arise in this case. What arises is the desire to control and command the process so that there is an endorsement of a flawed electoral process.